The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The US-backed proposal for a ceasefire and hostage deal appears to be in limbo, with neither side publicly committing to the plan. Yesterday, US Secretary of State Antony Blinken questioned whether Hamas was proceeding in good faith.
It may be that Hamas continues to say no. Well, I think it will be clear to everyone around the world that it's on them, and that they will have made a choice to continue a war that they started.
And Hamas has responded, criticising Antony Blinken. Joining me now to talk about all of this is Fawaz Gurgaiz, who's Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Fawaz, good morning once again.
Good morning to you.
Now, we were proceeding with some hope when we thought that this initiative was one that had been absolutely approved by Israel and got a guarded welcome after the Security Council motion was passed. It got a guarded welcome from Hamas. So where are we now and why?
Pat, you mentioned it says it was approved by Israel. Who says so?
The Americans.
The Americans say so. Have we heard anything from Benjamin Netanyahu? What did Benjamin Netanyahu say on the first morning after President Biden's address from the White House? He says, a non-starter, we have not heard a single formal, official word from the War Cabinet on whether this is, in fact, an Israeli proposal. In fact, I doubt the Americans. I don't trust the Americans. I don't believe the Americans that this was an Israeli proposal. This was an American-Israeli concept ideas. Yeah. And in fact, the Americans have been repeatedly, systematically trying to blame Hamas, pin the blame on Hamas. Hamas, in fact, and you know me, Pat, I talked very directly. Hamas is the most consistent of all the partners that they have been talking about ceasefire. Hamas wants an end to the war. Hamas wants a permanent ceasefire. Hamas wants a hostage deal. Hamas wants the end of the war. Hamas wants to survive. But we do not know what the Americans want. And we know one thing. Israel does not want to end this war. Israel wants an absolute victory. This is not politics. Now, Israel does not really believe in ending this war till they utterly destroy Hamas. Governing capacity and military capacity.
Now, you saw the statement from an Israeli spokesman yesterday, which said that the notes that were made on the deal by Hamas were such that it amounted to a rejection of the deal.
Pat, again, for your own listeners, the Israelis and the Americans, in collaboration, they're trying to shift the blame on Hamas. Hamas wants assurances from the Americans and the Egyptians and the Qataris that the war will end as soon as the first phase of the hostage and prisoners exchange is over. If I were Hamas, and thanks God I'm not Hamas, that's exactly what I want. I want the end of the war. I want to survive. While the Israelis and the Americans want the hostages for prisoners, and then Israel wants to go back and try to utterly destroy Hamas. This is a fact. This is not politics. In fact, again, for your listeners, what we heard from President Biden, I doubted very much that it was an Israeli proposal. President Biden is desperate to end this war. I believe him now, after 8 months. But the Israelis are not on board because the Israelis want to go along with the first phase, the exchange, the hostages versus Palestinian prisoners. But after 6 weeks, the Israelis have repeatedly made it very clear they do not want to stop this war until they have an absolute victory. And Pat, just in terms of empirical point, facts, Israel now has isolated the Gaza Strip from the world. Israeli forces now are in occupation of the Gaza Strip. So what kind of statement by President Biden and Blinken, and Blinken and his colleagues go around, try to shift the blame. They're playing games, silly games, because at the end of the day, the lives of people are at stake.
Yeah,
it's not just about...
You no doubt saw the reports from the Wall Street Journal quoting Yahya Sinwar, the Hamas leader in Gaza, as saying that they really were defeating the Israelis. Possibly he meant in the court of public opinion, and that the people who were dying were necessary sacrifices.
Well, look, Pat, what Yahya Sinwar, the top military and political Hamas leader in Gaza, has said is we know all this all about. Hamas cannot, will not accept any hostage deal unless it ensures its survival. For Hamas, it's about survival. It's about, because, I mean, what's this war all about? And what Hamas, the way Hamas sees this war, this is an anti-colonial struggle. And they believe Hamas, rightly or wrongly, that anti-colonial struggles are costly in blood and treasure. And do I really believe that Hamas cares about Palestinian lives? Not very much. I don't think so. They have an ideological, political, strategic goal that is really to end, to defeat Israel and force it to pull out from Israeli territories. But what Yahya Sinwar and what the Wall Street Journal and everyone are trying to say is to basically shift the blame to Hamas. Again, the key point, Hamas is desperate to have a ceasefire, but a permanent, lasting ceasefire, which bring about the end of the war. Where Israel is, what Israel wants is simply, it wants its hostages back, which is it has the right to. There's no, but it does not want to end this war. And that's what the Americans are playing around, because after all, it was, I mean, look, the United States is a direct participant in this war, in everything, military, intelligence, ammunition, political support. So what do you expect the Americans to say? But they are playing really manipulative games.
Now, what does Hamas mean when it says it cannot agree to any deal unless it has guarantees from the Americans? What sort of guarantees are they looking for?
Hamas wants an end to this war. It wants a lasting, permanent peace. And they realize no one can deliver Israel except the Americans. The Americans have to give them assurances. This position of Hamas has been consistent from day one. They will not release the Israeli hostages unless there is a commitment by the Americans and the Egyptians and the Qataris that this war will end after the first phase of the ceasefire. The Americans are unwilling to do it because the Americans want to destroy Hamas utterly. In fact, Blinken said, you quoted Blinken in your, said, Hamas will not determine the future of Gaza. What it really means is that the Americans and the Qataris and the Egyptians and the Israelis and the Saudis, they all want to basically expel, destroy Hamas because they all are on the same page. Hamas represents a threat, you know, tactical, political, ideological threat to the regional order.
Now, what is your reaction to the results of the UN inquiry, which leveled charges of war crimes both against Israel, which we've heard before, but also against Hamas on the date of October 7th?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the way it should be. This is what the United Nations is all about. And basically calling a spade a spade. Let me give you an idea that you probably didn't give your listeners details about the report. The report says that Israel has committed more than 5,000 crimes against children and civilians. And it cites Hamas committing dozens of crimes. I'm not belittling Hamas crimes against civilians. 5,800 crimes by Israel, dozens of crimes by Hamas. This is exactly what has happened in Gaza. And finally, the United Nations is telling the world. And finally, Israel now is on the list of shame, the list of blacklist that basically commits crimes against children. And I believe that the International Criminal Court and the International Court of Justice will finally, basically their verdict will be to support and second the report, the highly, comprehensive and well-documented report by the United Nations in which it says Israel has committed thousands of crimes against children and civilians in Gaza, and Hamas has committed dozens of crimes on the 7th of October against Israeli civilians and by firing projectiles into Israel, basically targeting civilians as well.
So finally, Fawaz, is this current peace process dead?
It's a mirage.
A mirage.
Well, it's truly packed. Anyone who believes in peace, anyone who believes to end this particular bloodletting, must really come to a conclusion. Enough is enough. Israel cannot, will not win this war. This is not a war against a conventional army. This is a war against the Palestinians. Of course, Hamas does not give a damn about Palestinian lives, civilian lives. But at the end of this day, the Israeli war with American complicity and British complicity is not a war against Hamas. It's a war against Palestinian civilians. More than 37,000 Palestinians have been killed and 84,000 have been injured, and tens of thousands are buried under the rubble, according to many statements by Palestinian health authorities.
It seems like a mortal blow to the whole Palestinian nation. So many people dead, so many people injured, and many, many hundreds of thousands more traumatized. I mean, you wonder what kind of a future for Palestinians in any political arrangement.
It really is, by the way. I mean, I think all of us pontificate about strategy and tactics and politics, but the reality is really bad. It's the human suffering, the human loss, the catastrophe. The Palestinians, I mean, this is a second Nakba. The second Nakba, the first Nakba was in 1947, 1948, in which 14,000 Palestinians were killed and 75% of Palestinians were expelled from historical Palestine. The second Nakba in Gaza and the West Bank, we have not said much about the West Bank. Hundreds have been killed, including, you know, more than 100 children. The second Nakba has basically seen so far more than 100,000 Palestinians killed and injured. 90% of Palestinians have been displaced. I mean, multiple repeated displacement of almost 2 million people. Starvation as a weapon of war by Israel from day one, according to Israel Defense Minister. Yeah, I mean, where do the Palestinians go from here? The world really, really bad. The world has forsaken the Palestinians, including the Arab world, with the exception of the United Nations and few European nations, including Ireland and Spain and Belgium and Norway. These are really, I mean, the only voices of humanity. And they're not calling about politics. They're calling for the end of the catastrophe that has befallen the Palestinian people at the hands of Israel in 1947, 1948, and now in 2023-24.
Fawaz, thank you very much for joining us. Fawaz Gerges, who's Professor of International Relations at the London School of Economics and Political Science.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.